Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. We're learning a Ma'orei Nayim of the Heilige Rebbe Menachem Nachum in Chernobyl. In the shiur of the Tfus HaRishon, it says, Kvod Kedusha Asmorenu HaRav Rebbe Menachem Nachum Magid Meishorim V'Dover Tzedek Det Kehila Kadosh at Chernobyl Shari Kihilas HaKodesh Shavi Yisroel Adkan Midivrei Daf HaShar Shavotza Rishona. In the first shir, we started the Dibra Maschel B'Gemola B'Soito on Parsha Shmos. And now we will continue. We spoke about how Rabbi Meir in his Torah, it said kosnos or with an aleph, because he only saw the good in the Torah. For him, it wasn't eitz hadas tov hara, and therefore he just saw the light. Whereas most people get with an ayin, they also see the negative. They don't get just the purity, the light, because of their own chisar, not because of the Torah. Chacham Adav Minavi, we said that a chacham is mekusher to Chachma at all times. It can be masigit at all times. Mashen Kane Navi can only be misnabe at certain times. So now we will continue. Dibra Maschel V'noida. V'noida! So we're going to explain more that a person is mekashin himself to the Olam HaMachshava, that's called Chachma. And through this he goes out of the Bechin of Shvira. Shvira is what caused the mixture of Toi V'ra. So you just have to connect yourself to Chachma. Noida. Sheh HaMachshava Shebechol Adam Yisraeli Nilkucha me'olam ha'machshava ha'amur le'el. It's known that in truth, all types of machshava of a Jewish person was taken from the olam ha'machshava that we spoke about earlier, this olam ha'machshava, olam ha'chachma. Rak shehu, just this machshava, is b'prinas shvira. It has a perspective of being broken, meaning machshava is nefulin mimekoiran. Thoughts that fell from their source. Somebody who has a heart to desire and know this elevates them, those fallen thoughts, to their source and clarifies them, purifies them from their place of brokenness, of tovara. So how do you do this beirut, to clarify, to separate the good from the bad? He elevates these fallen thoughts to the celestial realm of thought that's called Chachma. Because Chachma is also the Koach that's Mevarer, the fallen thoughts. You have the Olam HaChachma, Olam HaMachshava, and then they fall, and then you use Chachma to separate the good from the bad and elevate them back to their source. Kamash HaKasuv B'Zoyar, Kulan, Kulu B'Chachma is Berihu. They're all separated, clarified, purified with Chachm Shadezah, Chachm Shemal and Machshav El Yonah, Aydezem Evalon, Machshav Niprinas Shvira, Manasim and Tov Gam. That through this, the Chachma that you elevate to the Machshav El Yonah, Chachm is Berihu, it's purified with Chachma. Through this, the Chachma elevates the thoughts. And they're no longer in the world of Shvira, and they become Tov Gomer. And Rabbeinu writes in the Sefer Yosha Divrei Emes, in the Kuntzus Rishon, Vigra Beru Shal Shvira Yavshal Yasim Udovuk Misava Misanik Vesanik Bechubatainu Vachomer Yischas Vesham. Kiechi Varim Uchoshek Lepsoilis Pizotzona Aval Beru
Mafrid
ונצבע בצבע טוב מאוד, או מטבע או בגד ונצבע בצבע טוב מאוד, מישהו כסיר דומה לו שטוב כולו, וחכם אבן של צבע הוא טוב, אבל עצמו זו רע ומאפל וחכמה זו הטוב מן הרע. ככה מישהו דובד בבורא יסבורך, הידי יירו המביא על ידי חכמה, ורוצה לא אמר לעקור את החכמה שידעס, ורוצה לא אמר שיהיה דובוק בזה, יקן במחשבתו, ולא שיאמר שהוא כן שזה הבל, ותניג העולם הזה, והפיק הניקה ותניג ממנו, כדרך כל העולם שם וכן בפיהם, ובלבוב מסענגים מתי בסחרוס וכויספים, והם קודם הסייסים, הקופון בייסס יגעס, זה השטוס. ורגע החוכמה שיהיה בן מסכן, ועל זה הידי החוכמה, זו יוכל כבר בירורים. So how do you revire this בירור? What does it mean בחוכמה is בירור? So in the Heilige Sefer Yoshi de Bremis, he explains that what a person has to do is he has to be completely connected to God. He has no taiva for the chomrius, he just has a taiva for the purity. And he makes himself ayin, he makes himself not nothing. Because he understands that this tainig is maus. He says, not like most people say, they say, oh, eating and drinking and all, zivul gos, it's beneath me. I do it anyway, because I have to. But Lamaisa, that's not the way he feels, he loves it. So what a person who wants to make this beirur does, is not most of our madregas, but what a person who makes the beirur does is he really, really is able to separate the nitzotz of avos habayre, in other words, the tainug we have from eating and drinking and zivug and other things, are just a spark of what we really should be having for the Rabbanu Shalom. So such a person who really lives like that, and he only takes out the spark of the avos habayre that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave this to us, because this is just a little drop in the ocean and less of our Oitzim HaDveikus Bashem and Oitzim HaTainug of Hashem. So if he's able to separate the psoilus part, the pure physical part, the sensual part, the feeling of his senses that feel good, and he's able to make it into something that's just godly, then he's able to make the favor. So this is, again, an avoda for very, very elevated individuals. So that's our ikar avoda. We can get there to clarify, to purify the sparks. Those are the thoughts that are enclosed in the raw husks of impurity. To purify them, to elevate them, and to make them one, bring them together with their source. Come right down on the pasuk. Rabois machshavois belev ish. The atzas Hashem yisakum. There are many thoughts in the heart of man, and the eitz of God will be what is comes to being. The seven types of thoughts in man and no more. All of those seven machshavas includes mine machshavas that ain't misper. So there are seven basic categories, and then there, and within each category there are many, many different types of thoughts. L'mashal sheish mi yesh kama mine machshavas she mepchinas ahavo. V'yesh ben avos rois v'nefulim mekoran ahavo yoina. Shehu rak avos abore yizborach tainu kol atanugim. Kshemargish zeh ba'ish shebalo machshava me'ava nefula miyad yechrad v'yoima. So there are many different types of loves. What's the only real love, the only true love? Just as an aside, parenthetically, this is the understanding of the Heilige Gemara Inayim, but in Yahadus there are other streams of thought that would not necessarily accept this Mahalach. But we're learning the Gemara Inayim, so we're going to stick with him, and we're not, I'm not Chas V'Shalom, a university scholar who just compares the different schools of thought, and I'm detached from the subject. We're not detached. This is our life, Ki'im Chayenu Baruch Yomeinu. And just if doesn't resonate with one, then he can find other schools of thought and other ideas and other approaches, and then adapt that for his avodah. But this is the avodah as presented by the Moray Naim. Okay, close parentheses. So there's only one real love, and that's the love of the Rabbanu Shalom. Everything else is ava nefula. So the moment a person has an ava nefula, whenever somebody loves something that's not the Rabbanu Shalom, so then he should feel to himself, even when you love another Jew, so that's part of Avos Hashem, right? But sometimes we have an ab and a fula. Sometimes we have this this love for things that isn't so aren't so pure, aren't so holy. So you can feel this ahava, and then the moment you have it, say, wait, where does this come from? It comes from this much much greater ahava of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So forget about this ahava. I want to go to the source of ahava. Person's attracted to a woman. Says, "Oh, he's really attracted. She's beautiful." So that's great. That he has this feeling, because where is it coming from? It's just a little nitzos of the attraction, kaviyachol, that one has to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not chas v'shalom the sexual attraction, but that one wants to be dovek b'shem, just like one would want to be dovek b'isha. One wants to be dovek b'shem, and in a much much greater way. Again, the desires that a person has are only a drop, less than a drop in the ocean compared to this neshama's desire for the Ribbono Shel Olam. A person likes a certain food. So, the same idea. He has the taiva for the food. He should think, I love this food. I love God a trillion times more. It's an av and a fula. And then you elevated that machshava. You elevated that desire. V'chein b'chol sheva mine machshavas kagon yiras acheros. Like other types of what are the seven? The seven are these seven spheres, seven lower spheres. So you have a hava, and you have yira, and you have teferes, and you have mitzuach, netzach, v'ashar mishiv yimei amine yimei abinyin, kanoida, v'kulam, v'akavan alaze, she'elam l'shoshin kom rolev, v'ayad ha'chach mayonav, v'ashikatsu kulam v'chach mispir. So you have to elevate them to the greater chachma, to the higher chachma, and bring them back to their source. Where does this all come from? Where does yira come from? I'm afraid. You're afraid of God a million times more. Teferes, netzach, all these different midas, we always have to elevate them to the brunt of Yekadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the avoda of Beirur HaNitzotzes. U'misha ein lo lev lachbots, ladas u'lohavin, azai, nimshachach ha'mashav ha'chaz shalom. Somebody who doesn't have a heart to desire and to know and to understand, then not only does that machshava not elevate it, but he himself is drawn after the machshava, and we have yachaz shalom l'day maisa, and he brings this machshava to maisa, u'mepir li'yosef yosef rachmanas, and it falls more and more. U'masha haya atzis Hashem, sha'al yidei zeh, Yuchal v'davik etzatzmo etzatzmo machshavto yoser noifel v'hashvira v'avein. What was atzis Hashem, that through this he has these machshavas, he can be medabik himself and his machshava, and then he falls even deeper. Even deeper into the Tovan Ra. In other words, Rabbi's Machshavas Belevish. There are many thoughts in the heart of man. The Atzis Hashem, he's Sakum. If you bring it all back to God, then it has Tkuma. Then it's going to come up. But if you just get involved in the thought, and you're connected to that impure thought, then you just keep going down, down, down. And Chas V'Shalom can even bring you to Maisa. And that would be the worst. V'zeo merachok Hashem nirali. The things that from afar God appears to me, that's a pasuk in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 2, from afar God appears to me, things that look like they're far from the Ribbono Shel Olam, adarava Hashem nearly, through them God appears to me. Through this all through the b'chin of chachma, was called my sister. Amar l'chachma chosei. Say to wisdom, you are my sister. Izeh medabkam shoshim shua chachma. So you bring them back to this world of chachma, to this world of wisdom, to this world of ayin. Vezeo rabbis machshavos b'lev yishvatz Hashem yitakum. Ki arbi machshavos b'lev yimoch adam b'chol yoyim. Hashem atar b'shabayin l'vav alo yishol l'chein oyim. Ha'atzis Hashem hi, shehi sakum in the filasa. So you have many thoughts that are involved you, many thoughts that confuse you during the day. 50,000 thoughts, something like that, they say. I read. So, the Eitz of Hashem is that He's Sakum in the Filas Shai. There's a Machshava, Tavol Abuchinat Zber. The Machshava is going to come to a place of Karka. There's a Mitzape. Shai, there's a Machshava, Tavol Abuchinat Zber. I'm not sure what that word is. So that's our goal. Our goal is to elevate our thoughts to back to the source of Chachma. Kama Hashem Rabbal Shem Tov Nishmasa Bagan Eden Menuchasai, Ala Pasa Kinin Aydati Kisha Yufas Mare Ot. Now I know that you're beautiful. Keicho Ra'o Sada Achshav. How could it be that I didn't see her till now? Shumei Animna, this kind of Zayin. Ach, Hadesha Avram Avinu Merkav, Shalom Merkav, Eilav Yisbarach, Vayimukushu Machshav, Totam Yushashem Machshava, L'Ro'a V'Hikir Ba'ad Achshav, Etminas Yofya. Ki Arocha Gmod Mizeh. Avshay Roy is a Tomid. You call Mokom Akshavto, a Tomid Shalom, and Mokom Aria Gashmas. Rigger Bad Akshav, Mark Shalom Mitzrayim, Namasham Beard of Ramitzrayim, Sherman Dragosu Akaduma, Kim with War with Vreno Akodim, Kerisham Shibdora Mabel, the Pilip Kinas Atora, my Makshav, and Mokom Klippus Mitzrayim, Shai Dezel to Israel, the Elsham of Varan, and Sots of the Akhman from the Kurdim. So it says Avram Avinu said, oh, now I know you're beautiful. How could it be you didn't know she was beautiful before? Because Avram Avinu was a Merkava, he was God's chariot, it's completely bottle. He nullified to God, just like a chariot is nullified to the rider. And he was Makushel, Vimachshavto Tamid B'Shar Shemachshava. So he didn't know her until now, because he was far away from this, looking at a woman's beauty. And even though he saw her, nevertheless, his Machshava wasn't in the place of her Gashmias. And therefore he didn't recognize her until now. It was Re'iyah without Hakara, just when Avram Avinu went to Mitzrayim, but Yeirat Avram Mitzrayim, it was a Yerida for Avram Avinu, as the Rebbe says earlier, because the Rishon and the Dor HaMabul, they brought down Torah and Machshava to the Klipa of Mitzrayim. Levarin says, that's why the Jews had to go down there to purify the sparks, to bring out the holy sparks. Well, the Achdim called bring them back to God. So Mitzrayim was the place where they had the most Klipas, and therefore we had to go down there and bring it back up, elevate it. And the Inyan is that the Dor HaMabul was made Torah of Mitzrayim. Ki Hamitzrim Ayishtufe Zimas. Mitzrim were licentious. The Hamakor Hayamayla Mahava. The source of this is from the world of love. She Nafla Sham Me'atayra. That the pure love of the Torah fell down into Mitzrayim into impure love. Shibuchinas Chesed. Avis Chesed. Kumashkasa Vitaris Chesed Alashem. That's what it means. Dor HaMabul of Tira Torah, the Mokum Klipas Mitzrayim. They were made of the Torah that's called Chesed to this low place of that is Shtufe Zima. Because Torah is Torah's Chesed. So the Chesed went down, Chesed, Torah's Ahava. And this went down to the place of that's Shatuv Bezima, that is filled with licentiousness. And that's what he means when he says that Dor HaMabul made the Torah fall into the place of Kibbutz Mitzrayim. Yisrael, Heidalayim Akasiv, Shalanach Shalom, Midizu Shalzim, the Jewish people didn't have this. Haruven, Hashemoni, it says the Hey at the beginning, Yud at the end, Yud and then a Hey, that's God's name. To prove that they were really belonged, the children really belonged to their fathers, because they have God's name. It was a pure union of which they were born. So they elevated the fall in love to its source, to the Torah that's called Chesed, and through this they were zoche immediately at the beginning of the third month. You know, now they just got out of Mitzrayim 50 days earlier, because they were Mevar, the Bechinas Torah, that was a Mitzrayim Mela, they were able to be Mekabal Torah. Umei Avram Adayin Lo Yaberu Legamri, but in the time of Avram, the purifying had not yet fully been done, but Lekach, Bo'ol Mitzrayim, when he came down to Mitzrayim, Yared Matri Gosri, how do you read it? Yitzchi Labu Atzlam Machshavas Bechinas Ashvir, he had Machshavas from the world of Shvir, from the world of mixture of good and bad. And when she calls her Sheva, Yibol Tzadik Bekamra, Tzolaymah, Ki Yad Tzadik Yibol Bechinas Ashvir. It's the Sheva Yibol Tzadik Bukam. Tzadik falls between us a Sheva. These are the Sheva Mene Machshavos that we said before from the seven spheres that fell from their source. Al-Hayadei Shu Tzadik, even though he has these Sheva types of Machshavos, Bukam. They have an elevation. And he's Miyachid them back to their Sheva, to the Mokor Machshava that's called Chochma, Bukhinas Achoisi, my sister. And it's called Nikoneshav Lo Avdus Hayadei Zed Yoser. And this is considered Avdus. I know I fell from my madrega. He fell, but come, and now he has to elevate them back, that's the avoda, to elevate them back to their sherish. So that's what it means. Hine no yadati. I know that I fell from my madrega. He didn't know he saw her, but he didn't. He wasn't checking out her looks. And he taught Sarah How do we save from this, in this place of Mitzrayim? What does it mean to say you're my sister? Perish. You have to chap, hold on to the Bechina Bachosi, which is the Chachma El Yoyna Ka'amar, which is the elevated Chachma we've been speaking about. So, if you do that, you have to be davuk in the bechina b'chaysi. We said before that a chaysi, emin a chaysiat. That's the bechina of chachma. Say, emor lachachma chaysiat. Say to Chachma, you're my sister. In other words, you go back to the world of Chachma. So bring your thoughts to the world of Chachma, to this elevated divine world of Chachma, of Machshava, of pure Machshava. So that's what he said to her. He said to her, Imrina, please say, Achoisi at, that you're my sister. In other words, that's a remnant of the Pasuk, and world of Chachma, Achoisi at, go back to the world of Chachma, and then these Machshavas in Mitzrayim will not be mevalbal you. This will be an Avoda. And then, B'choisa nafshi b'gvaleich. So if you do that, my soul is going to live. If you do that, my soul is going to live. In other words, if you and me together, we Imri Na Chosiat, please say that you're my sister. Emor LaChachma Chosiat. In other words, if you make Chachma your sister, you're Davik in the world of Machshava. The Pasuk there says Vayter, but you say you're my sister. Pasuk Pshat, say you're my sister. Give me gifts, but I'll pay you Chesidus. And my life, I will live because of you. In other words, because you brought these thoughts back to the world of Chachma. So if we're able to do this, Avraham Avinu is telling Sarah to live in the world of Chachma, so then that will purify our thoughts, and then we won't fall into this horrible Shrek L'Chaklip of Mitzrayim. And that's Pshat in the Pasuk that we saw, Pshat. That's how we can understand the Pasuk, but and his sister stood from afar. Ki Miriam, Avshai is a Nevi, Miriam, she was a Nevi, and they call Mokom Baisa Shah, Shilabah, Nevu Eilev, Lohaisa Masegis, Pepchinas, Alakusa Shevamayim. So she didn't understand how this is going to happen. How is it going to be that the Moshim Shah Yisrael is going to be like a Vemayim? How he's going to be harmed by water? Me'achal, Shizevade Ein Alakusa. It can't be that Kiech Niskayim, Hanavu Akaduma, that Miriam, even though she was in a via, she didn't chap. How's it going to be that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be hit by the water? It can't be this water that would be thrown into the river because she made an avua that a child is going to be born who's going to save the Jewish people. And the only way she understood is because she was mischazik to Madrega of Chachma, which is better than a Navi. His sister stood from afar. Remember, we said, that's the world of Chachma. She went into the world of Chachma, not the world of Mivua. L'deya, the Ezel Shem Das, at Saga B'das Elyon, to perceive with the divine knowledge, Me Rochoik. Mashiach B'Rochoik Hazman, B'Sefer Abraham Shana, She Yisrael B'Midbar. It's going to be in a faraway time, at the end of 40 years, in the Midbar, in other words, the Mei Meriva. But in Satseva Chosel, his sister stood. In other words, she went to the world of Chachma. She went to the world of Chachma, and then through her Chachma, she could see with her Chachma what's going to be in 40 years. That allowed her to see, that allowed her to see from this distance of 40 years, the Mei Meriva. And then she could see what's going to be the Sofa, that in the end, when is it going to be Lok Alamayim by the Mei Meriva? We can also say that it's being ramized that she was massing the union of Kabbalah Satorah through Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's the perish. Because Al Yidei, Batamar Achoisa, Batsasev Achoisa, she stood. She was in the world of Achoisi. And it's also called Meirachoik. Batsasev Achoisa Meirachoik. She was misplaining the Bechinas Chachma, who's miyachet dvarim rechokim, v'ayidei zeh hisiga l'deya ma yase loy, sheyakabel haTorah. So what's the meirachok? Since she was oymed b'pchinas hachochma, that's achoisi. And if you are oymed b'pchinas chochma, you could be miyachid dvarim. You can unify matters that are distant. And that's what it means, achoisi meirachok. She was misboinen in her b'chin of chochma, who brings together as miyached dvarim rechokim, and through that she was masig l'deya mayasala. She was masig that he's going to be sheyakabel haTorah. So it could be she was masig the sin at the end of 40 years of the Me'ariva, or she was masig that he would be mekabel Torah. Like the Baal Shem Tov said, which is a remiss for the union of Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give to the Jewish people. Right, as we spoke about earlier in an earlier shiur, before we das went into Galus. No Masik Torah except for the Avos, because their das was davuk to the Sherish, and therefore they could be Masik Torah. The Avos HaOlam, who would learn Torah, would be Masik it as it is in the Olam HaMachshava. Ve'al Yedei Moshe, Shua Das, Nimshcha Lehem Ve'adibur, Shehu, Soif HaMadregos Mishevi Me'abinyan. And through Moshe, who is Das, Moshe represents Das. So it was drawn to them from the Dibur, which is the Sofa Madregos of the Shivya Me'abinyin. It says that Dibur is Malchus, it's the lowest of the spheres. So you're going to the Sofa Madregos Mishivya Me'abinyin, and that's the dibur. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mamshich this dibur. Ratzal loymer shehimshich haTorah k'dum la dibur mislav shel loshim chomer. It was mamshich the primordial Torah to a speech, and then it was enclosed in physical coverings. V'zeo b'taslo tevas perish. V'zeo b'taslo tevas haTevas mehaTorah nasu b'chinas tevas shu adibur. The tevas of the Torah became speech. Goma miloshim gmiya shehashiiva. So she made him this teva satira, the dibur. And then it says Vasla, that she made him a teva's gome zoshin gemia, which is to draw that through Moshe Rabbeinu, the koach was drawn to the Jewish people to draw out of the dibur the pleasure of the Torah from the midil chesed. And it says v'torah es chesed. That's Vatasal Tishmei Tevas of Gom of Gemiyah, that the Jewish people could be Gome. They could slurp up the Tainug of Torah of Chesed. Vatachmara, and she made She'asala Levushim Chomrim. She made physical enclothings, physical coverings. Shvatasim Basuf. And he put it in the suf, and she put it in the suf. What's that? Perish b'sofim adregos. Shibuchin is dibur. So in other words, that's the remez here of the Baal Shem Tov, that he says that there's all the remez to Matan Torah. She made for him tevas, meaning the tevas of Torah, guma gemia, that the Jewish people should be shoev, they should draw, they should slurp, they should drink up the tainug of Torah, the tachmara, and she made levushim chomer, physical coverings for the Torah. And she put it in the suf, b'sof ha-madregos, in the world of dibur. Because again, that's the bottom, that's malchus, it's the lowest of the spheres. But tasim al sfas, and she mitzvahs loshel shesayim. It's also a remez, b'chinas dibur, hayor, and that's the dibur that's nimshal me'an nachal elyon akodim, shayisem mitchilu machshav v'shayisem antar nimshach la dibur. So then you have this divine spring, and originally it was in machshav, and v'shayisem antara, there was Nimshach into the world of Dibur, and the Jewish people heard it. With the today we have the Levushim, but at the source there are no Levushim, and it's just the pure Tainag of Hashem. Hakein, Yiru Kol Lecha V'Hagat Tzatzim V'Zeh L'Hakim Machshavtoi Mechon Shoshav. So know where the source of your Machshavtoi are, Allah Loseh L'Mekar Kamer. Just know, this is just a spark of godliness. Any pleasure you want, it's just a spark of a spark of a spark of a spark. It's mamish, a drop in the ocean, less than the pleasure of a locust. Vima Yidei She'enu B'Gedr Tzadik Lo'yuchol Lizkor B'Vias HaMachshavet Zlo Yizbarach Baris Baruch Hayidei Shelo Hukbat Zlomidus HaBaris Baruch Azakos Mekol Mokon Yasek Dros Yizbarach V'Yasehu Yas Ledog Mashav Shenisar Rebuchin Shenisar Retzlov Shevesi V'Atoy Yitaka Hayidei Zev Avein. In other words, if you're a tzaddik, then you remember God. And if you can't connect it to God, so at least sit and shteik, sit and learn. Learn something. And that'll purify the thought. Moshe Amar David HaMelech, Shivisi Hashem Lenegi Tamar. So, Shivisi Milosh and Shavik, Yetzlo Yashave, Ben Shai Madregas Hashem, Ben Shai Vuchinas Negius. In other words, Shivisi Hashem, it is equal to me. Shivisi Hashem. Shivisi, it's equal to me. Whether it's Hashem, Lenegdi, whether God is opposite me, whether it's Bechinas Hashem, again, Shivisi, it is equal for me. Hashem, whether I'm in the Madrega of Hashem, of purity, or the Negdi, it's opposite me. Tamid, I'm always serving Hashem B'Shev. Shivisi, it's equal to me, Tamid, whether it's Hashem or the Negdi, whether I'm with God or it's against me, because even when things are against me, I'm always bringing it back up to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And I'm a var the toe from the rush. I'm serving God and I'm cleaning myself more to God. And I'm a var the ra and everything becomes good. Baruch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen. Yimloch Hashem le'olam, amen v'amen. Beautiful. That's how he concludes the mimer. So, to summarize what we learned in this beautiful mimer, in this Ushirim, you know, where Ganus or was Nignas, there was this light which was hidden in the Torah that's revealed to us, and the Torah is a levush with this light, and the Torah very merits its closeness or with an aleph, he was masik, only the tov, only the light of the Torah. There was a shvira of there was too much or for the kalim, there was a shvira, and then the sparks were sent all over the place. And because of the Shvira, there were also Machshavas Nefulos. That a person has these fallen thoughts, Zayin Machshavas, Zayin Midos, and that these seven categories of thought fell to places of Ra, and we have to be Makasher ourselves to the world of Chachma, Kul B'Chachma is Biriru, and that way we purify them, bring it all back to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Baal Shem Tov says the Torah fell to Mitzrayim and the Torah Mabul, his Zikr of Torah's Torah, Torah's Chesed al Shaina, and the Mitzrayim Meshtufei Zima. And that's Nefilas Midas Chesed. In other words, the Ahava of Torah, Torah's Chesed, Torah's Ahava, that's pure Ahava. And then in Mitzrayim, they corrupted that and made it into a Shtufei Zima, made it into licentiousness. That's the lust, the impure Ahava. And Amram Avinu, when he went down to Mitzrayim, there was not yet a complete bear, therefore he had a Yerida, Shevi Yipol Tzadik, that he had a Yerida, even he fell with the Shevi Machshavas for Kam, but nevertheless, he gave it a Tkuma. He saw Chacham as Adav Minavi, because the Chacham can always access his Chacham, and that's how Miriam was able to see into the future. Rabbis Machshavas Blavish, we have a lot of Machshavas in the foolish, but the Eitz of Hashem is that it should have a Tkuma. Me'roch Hashem Nirali, even things that look far away, Hashem Nirali, God appears to me. But the Satzev Aso Achaso Me'rachok, she was standing, Achoso, B'chinas Chochma. Me'roch was able to see from afar, was able to see them in the Me'mariva, or she was able to see that Moshe Rabbeinu is going to give the Torah. But Taslo, the Moshe Rabbeinu, she made from Moshe Rabbeinu, Tevas B'chinas Dibur, Goyim Loshin's Gemia, Shiva of the Tainig of Torah. But Tassim, she placed it al Sfas on the self and the Dibur of the Yor, because this comes from the Torah, comes from the Nachal Elyon HaKadum, from the primordial spring, so to speak. So our job is to look in the Torah, try to find the Oraganos, the Mevara, Machshavas Nefulois. Even if we're not together, Tzadik, at least to learn Torah, we have Machshav Nefula. To know that the love fell, it fell to a low place, we should elevate our love to the source. So that's a beautiful, beautiful mimer. That mimer of the Mori 9 is not beautiful. And Ritz Hashem, we concluded the Ma'amar and the Siyat Shema, if I'm not mistaken. We've learned all of them from Parashat Shemais. And now we're going to go weiter. Simcha v'tuv leivav, matatz derayin in vayera. So please stay tuned. We'll be nader. We should be zeh to continue. Shalom, shalom.